Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty, and He's alive forever. Amen. Lord, we give You this time, and we are eternally grateful for everything that You've done for us. And I believe with those listening, for their needs, emotional, financial needs, physical, if they need healing, I believe with them. And spiritually, most of all, that Jesus, you will reveal yourself to them. Also, I lift up Israel right now, the tragedy that occurred there. Be with those people that have been affected by that. And we also pray, Holy Spirit, continue to send out laborers in the harvest in Israel and in the Middle East. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. The personality of the Holy Spirit is the subject of this series I'm continuing this week, and it's in the overall series, The Glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself. Amen. And when we... one very important point, the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. He is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father. That's a glorious eternal revelation, to think that every person who knows Jesus Christ, they have a relationship with the only true God. Jesus Christ is God. That truth, if there's just one takeaway from this short message, that's an eternal revelation. And here's the key. The presence of Jesus. The glory of the Lord. The Holy Spirit. That's the whole key. That private relationship with Him. That's the treasure. In 20 seconds, I can present to someone and give to them everything that they need for eternity. That's how simple it is. 20 seconds. Go directly to the only true God. Seek Him till you find Him. And when someone does, they find what they were created and born to do. And it will last for eternity. And He is an eternal revelation. And His presence and glory is so wonderful, He's beyond words. Man was born to fellowship with Him. That's the second. Okay, that... I like making lists, okay? So the first point, Jesus is God. Second point, it's so simple. It's go directly to Him, have that relationship. Third point, man was born to fellowship with Him. That in and of itself is a series that we could do that could last forever. That's an eternal... I keep saying this phrase. That's an eternal revelation, an unspeakable mystery. God Himself offering to fellowship with a person. And it's through the Holy Spirit. He is God, but He also has a personality. And there's so much in that. Just so wonderful. And what does that mean, that He has a personality? Something I mentioned a few messages ago. When someone goes directly to Him and has that private relationship, personal, private, okay, He will reveal His personality to them. That's the way it should be, and really has to be. That's how someone gets saved. It's a face-to-face, personal, private encounter with Jesus Christ. No other way. And then that person, when they know Jesus and when they meet the Holy Spirit, which is being born of the Spirit, okay, they are now living what's in the Bible. They are living it. They are experiencing it. Everything that they will receive on a day-to-day basis is all confirmed in the Bible. Amen. what's his personality like? He has, the Holy Spirit has, it's a glorious revelation that it's of the Trinity. They are one, and yet they are three separate persons, because God loves the world and wants every person, has given his Son to every person on the earth, and they can have it, that they, every person can have what I just described. This reveals God's love. It reveals how he's justified himself to the world. No man has an excuse now. I mean, this is epic. Epic. Same truth applies to us as believers. When we have him, we have the victory. We have God Almighty with us. We should. So the Holy Spirit will reveal all of that to someone. I don't want to. That's just, these are glorious. These are mysteries of the kingdom, which the Holy Spirit can make a reality. Amen. So the, what's his personality like? The Holy Spirit has a will, intellect, emotions. He can be grieved. That's a famous scripture. I want to present a scripture that's not as well known, but it's right there in the Bible, Genesis 6. Let me read starting in verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 6, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Right there we see in Genesis, grieved. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit before he revealed himself as Jesus Christ. But that's, he was grieved in his heart. It's, this is amazing. Verse 7, so the Lord said, this is harsh. I mean, it's this is a big objection people have about the flood of Noah and so forth. Well, I'll leave it at that. Later this week, I may deal with some of the objections, but I want to focus on the answer, which is knowing the Lord and his presence and glory. When someone meets him, all the objections disappear. We disappear and we are canceled, and we realize it's all about the glorious Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all that he is doing now and has done. And the Holy Spirit is the one who makes it a reality in us. He's manifests it. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He is Jesus Christ at the deepest reality. Amen. Another takeaway from yesterday's message, if you have not listened to that, please do. I even saw things, I'm seeing things in the parable of the treasure hidden in a field that I had overlooked. And here's one aspect of that. Here's an analogy or a parable that we could give today. God offering his Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to every person and giving him to every person. A natural earth equivalent, well, let's say analogy might be, and this is just a faint analogy, remember. Let's say the most powerful king on the earth, who's the richest person on the earth, gave someone a treasure and literally contacted them. This person who's untouchable calls up a person, tells them, I've given you a bank account with $1 billion and a treasures with just unlimited wealth in these treasures, and these that person who receives that, any normal reaction would be what? Absolutely grateful. And that person who receives it would, hopefully, in their right thinking, would give all the credit to this king. And if anyone asked them, how did you get this? They would give the credit to the king. They would proclaim how great he is, how generous he is, that's just a very faint analogy of what God has offered to mankind. But the whole key, I'm going to keep today's message short because there's so much here and so much potential when someone knows Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. It's so much potential. It's unlimited potential. There's no limit to what God can do in us personally and in ministry. But let me go back to the key. That glorious presence of Jesus Christ. He's so wonderful, so beautiful, magnificent in all his ways, merciful, gracious, giving, slow to anger, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, powerful. It just goes on and on and on. And let's remember, the Lord God is one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So everything about Jesus Christ reveals the only true God. Everything, Jesus even at one point said, I'm going to read from John 5, verse 19. Jesus answered, said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Powerful words. Let me hone in on one thing. Jesus said, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. So, everything about Jesus and everything that Jesus does reveals the Father, and it's what the Father's doing. It's an eternal mystery, and the Holy Spirit manifests all this. It is very, very serious, and there's the two sides of the gospel. Later this week, I'm going to focus more on that. But it is, Jesus went on in this passage to speak about, this is verse 24 and following, he who hears my word believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. But then he says, he speaks about the resurrection of life and then the resurrection of condemnation. There's two sides. And it's so serious. If someone says no to Jesus Christ, if they choose self, there's a famous verse that says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. It's very, very serious. It's very, very serious. Someone's eternal destiny depends on this. I do want to touch on this briefly in this message. If you've listened to my messages, by the way, this is Wonder in Reality Ministries. If you have listened, you probably know I don't like talking about myself. I usually don't mention my name or the name of my ministry because I'm not concerned about that. But I had a short vision of hell, and that happened some years ago, and it's a privilege to proclaim the gospel. It's also a privilege to present the two sides of it that Jesus spoke about often. And anyone who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, whose name is not in the book of life, for eternity. They, when they die, they will spend eternity in hell, which eventually hell will be thrown into the lake of fire. They will spend eternity in the lake of fire. This Jesus called it the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And he described it in numerous different ways. In fact, right after, I just reread, after the parable of the treasure. So yesterday's message was about that. Just a few verses later, he calls it the furnace of fire. He calls the eternal fire the furnace of fire. That's in verse 50 of Matthew 13. My point is, I know that I've touched on several places in Scripture. Genesis, John 5, Matthew 13. The point is, there's a common theme about the two sides of the gospel. A person's eternal destiny depends on this. To think that most people choose self instead of God, that's putting it mildly. Reinhard Bonnke, a great patriarch of the faith, he said it very clearly. Anyone who rejects Jesus falls into what the Bible terms the bottomless pit, because there's nothing. There's nothing. He's said it so strongly. You know, and I liked how, and I only listened to maybe, I had audio tapes of about 5 or 7 or 8 of his messages only, but he presented both sides of the gospel, that it's a glorious eternal celebration. But for those who say no, he said your eternal destiny depends on it. And he actually, you know, he spoke about the bottomless pit. But let's just look at Jesus' words. It's the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels, the furnace of fire, awful. And this is how, why do I say this? Well, it's a privilege to, I have to proclaim this. If I don't, there's serious consequences for me. And why is this so important? Our most holy faith is everything to us. For believers, it's very serious. It's this wonderful celebration that God offers. So wonderful, so glorious, all because of the Lord God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and His presence in glory, this treasure beyond compare. Excuse me, beyond comparison, beyond so glorious. Someone who's in the book of life, they won't die. They will live forever in glory in the presence of God, in the presence of Jesus. Most people on the earth don't even realize that presence of Jesus is available to them on the earth. We're out falling, we fall short of the glory of God. We miss it. We're doing other things. We miss it in so many ways. That same truth applies to the human race in general. How? Most people don't even get saved. How foolish we are not to go directly to Him and receive what He offers. The only true God has given His Son to the world, who lived as a man, died for the world. That love is, His love is the same yesterday, today, forever. That same thing, that this, the Holy Spirit, His personality reveals God's love. He's grieved when we don't make Him our first love. He's grieved when we don't forgive. That's an area a lot of us, including me, need to work on. He's grieved when we judge other people harshly, and we say, oh, I don't, you know. He is Jesus Christ. He is the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, the most wonderful, most beautiful. It's the Lord. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person, and all of His attributes the same. What a human being was created for and born to do, to know Him. Thank you for listening. Please. please email us at hello@wonderreality.org. We're here to serve you. We need your partnership. We need your prayers, support. We certainly need financial support. Mainly, we are here for you to present and to present the glorious gospel to anyone who will listen, to the unsaved so that they might get saved, and then to those who are saved that they will, if they haven't already, that they will catch the Holy Spirit, this glorious new life in Jesus Christ, and then there's unlimited potential when someone knows him. And I'll try to finish with this. Someone may say, well, we need something new. What we need is the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing we need. That's the new thing we need every day. When we find him, everything is solved. Everything is new and wonderful. There's absolutely, we will naturally want him. We will have the passion for Jesus Christ. We will be, glory to God, we will be experiencing the glory of the Lord. Amen.